Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Monday fully vaccinated U.S. citizens can visit Canada without restrictions beginning Monday, August 9th. The PM said thanks to the rising vaccination rates and declining COVID-19 cases, we were able to move forward with adjusted border measures, end quote. A sixth Texas Democrat who ran away to Washington because of legislation they didn't like has been diagnosed with COVID-19 and is self-isolating. Texas Democrats released a statement on Monday that there will be no more daily updates on new cases of the lawmakers. More than 50 Texas Democrats arrived in Washington last week after leaving their home state on a private charter jet. No one was wearing masks. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on Monday named five Republicans to the Select Committee set to investigate the events of January 6th at the U.S. Capitol. The list includes Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has veto power over McCarthy's picks. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The first group of Afghan nationals who served as interpreters and translators for American forces in Afghanistan will be temporarily housed at Fort Lee, Virginia. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Afghans are in fear of retribution from the Taliban that continue to make gains across wide sections of Afghanistan as the U.S. military finishes its withdrawal after a war that lasted 20 years. Retired Admiral John Kirby, now the Pentagon spokesman, said the Army base will serve as only the initial relocation site.
The plan right now is to use existing housing infrastructure at Fort Lee to take care of these folks. After looking at what we could do, Fort Lee seemed appropriate to be able to meet that initial request for this initial group to be able to house both individuals and families.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
As Texas Democrat lawmakers run away from their responsibilities because they don't like the legislation, puts a major black eye on Texas politics. So says Texas State Senator and former teacher Angela Paxton, Republican. She tells Fox News their actions are stunning.
The irony is really stunning. If indeed the place to be, if you care about protecting the vote, which is what this bill really is about, it's not D.C., it's in Texas. And the irony of holding a position as an elected official where your job literally is to vote on behalf of your constituents and then to leave and refuse to vote is beyond me. The thing that I would say is this is not like Texas politics, and I think that's part of what's very frustrating about this. I'm in the Texas Senate. We have a quorum, although we only have four of our Democrats still here in the state, but we do have enough to continue to do the work of the Texans that we all represent. But it's not the way we've done business. I think Texas has always been known for its ability to get things done, 150 House members and 31 senators. And so it's pretty frustrating that these House Democrats have resorted to D.C.-style politics instead of Texas-style politics.
My name is Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
That sometimes we have to look behind and consider our history and to be able to consider it with more objective eyes, because at the time there can be a lot of emotions involved and certain truths and nuances are missing. And such is the case of this new book, The Director, My Years Assisting J. Edgar Hoover, from Paul Latursky, FBI Special Agent. I like what Joe Navarro, former FBI Special Agent, wrote. He says, though I worked for the FBI for a quarter century, I found many of the things Latursky talks about in The Director shockingly new, simply because no one dared speak them until now. The book rounds out what we know about J. Edgar Hoover. Yes, he was demanding, audit time, secretive and vindictive, but he was far more complex than most people imagine. Only could a person working by his side, who answered his phone, read his mail, and dealt with his fits of pique and bursts of enthusiasm, gives us this insight. Paul Latursky, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Just fine. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate you having me on.
Well, congratulations on the book, which releases today, now available at your local bookstores, all the usual places, and will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. So much about this director. Where do we start? I mean, here it is. You come into his orbit and you serve him for a couple of years. But in that couple of years, boy, your eyes became wide open, didn't they?
They sure did. Well, I didn't know what to expect, but it was interesting, and I don't regret one minute, Bill.
Well, to be in his orbit, I mean, here is the man who's not a president, not elected official, but the power that he wielded in, you know, the bastion of power in D.C. was so immense, and as Navarro had said, nearly unspeakable. Assumed, but unspeakable.
I think that's pretty accurate.
Well, how did you get the job?
Well, I went there right after college, and I worked in their crime records division, which is basically, it's not a crime and there's no records, but it was basically the public relations department. And so I went there out of doing my undergraduate work when I graduated, went there and only worked there for a year. And then there was an opening in Mr. Hoover's office, and a couple assistant directors recommended that I fill that position. And next thing I knew, I was in his office.
What was it like the first time you met him?
The first time I met him, I was a little surprised, not disappointed, but he looked old to me, Bill. Mm-hmm. But I was 23 and he was 72 or 71. Mm-hmm. So when you're 23, everybody over 40 looks old.
Right, exactly.
And now I'm in that category,
right.
Old.
Right.
But I have to be old to be able to have the experience while working for Hoover. Mm-hmm. I found him to be just the aura about him. He wasn't, at this time, he wasn't attractive, but when he was younger, he was a pretty good-looking guy. But he didn't have that pudgy face that everybody thinks he's the bulldog. I didn't see that at all. I saw an old man, and I can't even describe it. But he didn't act old, and he was very, very forceful, very formal, and everything we did in his office was formal. All the rules were his. It was a very disciplined place. And I met him for the first time, the very first day I started working for him. So he didn't interview me for the job. And I guess if I didn't work out, a couple of assistant directors would have probably been transferred to Butte. but apparently it worked out.
It worked out. Okay.
I enjoyed it an awful lot. And I was there. Well, a lot of historical things happening because that was the Vietnam War.
Exactly.
Martin Luther King being shot, Bobby Kennedy being shot, turmoil, riots.
This was trying times for the director. I mean, before he could pretty much control what was going on. Now it was out of control. Like you said, we had Vietnam, we had assassinations, the country was divided, a lot of political animus, things that you could count on, things that J. Edgar Hoover almost single-handedly was the moral arbitrator for the country. He didn't have control of anymore, did he?
He did while I was there. It was just he started losing control the year before he died.
Mm-hmm.
But prior to that, when I went, and I was there when he died, I went to his funeral.
Yes.
The public still loved him. He had an 80% approval
Amazing.
Rating just a few years. If you were a politician, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
Oh, without a doubt. When I say that he was having a losing grip in a sense, that before he could, his tentacles went beyond D.C., that it really had an influence on the people. He had a sense of heartbeat, and all of a sudden it just seemed to me, as I was reading your book, that there could have been this this disconnect, I mean, that he was out of step. Yes, and that's not to say anything about the FBI. I mean, he had it pretty well disciplined. And when you talked about his discipline, I mean, it's down to the clothes you wore, right?
Absolutely. And when you look at the clothes he wore, I was just fascinated every day to see how he had this crease in his pants.
Mm-hmm.
mine looked like I slept in them, and he had this sharp crease. And he was had a change of clothes every day. The valet would bring in a change of clothes because he would take a nap after lunch. And if there was any wrinkles in his shirt or his pants, he would change right away.
Uh-huh. What was in his background, Paul, that gave him this sense of discipline that he carried into the FBI?
You know, I think he must have been born that way because he first worked at the Library of Congress, and he helped develop their cataloging system, and he used that system to develop the cataloging for the FBI, the FBI files that they still use today. As far as discipline, his mother made sure that he walked the straight and narrow. And he had an interesting family, never brought it up when I was there. But he was almost a loner in his family. He had a sister and a brother that was 15 years older than him, and his father had suffered from dementia, so it was his mother that influenced him. And then when he went to work in the Justice Department, it was World War I, and he was assigned a lot of the warfare
right.
Cases. cases.
Paul, we've got to go to a quick break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. We've got more from Paul Litursky, his book, The Director, right after this.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after. And we're talking with Paul Litursky, the FBI special agent. His new book that just released today, The Director, My Years Assisting J. Edgar Hoover. Paul, you are a professor on the West Coast. And your students have heard these stories for many years, so you've had plenty of practice. And you got together with Gordon. What was Gordon sitting in several of your classes and taking notes as and dictating as you were telling these stories?
Not really. Gordon, he's really a great guy. And yeah. he's a former journalist, and he was a war correspondent, and he worked with me to help hone the rough edges off my book. And so he and I would send papers back and forth to correct them, and he's really a good guy and very bright, and I'm fortunate to have had him on my side, on my team.
Mm-hmm. Well, without a doubt. You mentioned at J. Edgar's funeral, you know, what, 1,200, 1,500 people there at the church for his funeral, and this sense, this overboding sense that a lot of those people in that room were there not necessarily with sympathy as much as relief, because the thing that J. Edgar Hoover was famous for was his secrets and the power that he wielded over this elite ruling class.
Yeah, I'm sure some of them were there to make sure he was dead.
I've heard that said. I wasn't going to say that, but I'll let you say that, I'm sure.
But there were 1,200 people there, Bill, and it was by invitation only. And Helen Gandy, Miss Gandy, she was known as Miss Gandy to everybody, including Hoover. She asked me to escort her. So I went with her and Clyde Tolson, who was Hoover's number one man.
Exactly.
They're very close. And I learned a lot about Helen Gandy there. I didn't realize how much she disliked Clyde Tolson.
Oh, really?
She said to me, she said to me, I want you sitting between Mr. Tolson and me. I don't want to be close to him.
And of course, Tolson and J. Edgar Hoover were, you know, always together, you know, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, right?
Absolutely. Wherever Hoover was, Tolson wasn't far behind.
Yes,
the cases and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Which led to a lot of rumors about him possibly being gay.
Right. And of course, they depicted that in the movie, that there was some sort of homosexual relationship between the two of them.
Bill, that movie was so inaccurate. I can't tell you, there wasn't one part of that movie that was accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the movie?
Yes, I did see the movie, and I always wondered about it, so here we are to get the truth, because the underlying basis of this whole radio show, Paul, is revealing the truth. So here you are. You're the man that knows. You were around them, and it's refreshing and relieving, I guess, all at the same time, to have you say that so much of that movie was so inaccurate. And
most of it was, and I'll tell you what was the worst of all, is how they depicted the relationship between Helen Gandy and Hoover.
Mm-hmm.
There was no way that there was a romantic connection at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I became very close to Helen Gandy, and I can tell you with no uncertainty, that movie and the way they depicted Helen Gandy and J. Edgar Hoover was so far off. There was no way Helen Gandy would be calling him Edgar. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But there was a time that I went to Helen Gandy. I keep calling her Helen. I've never called her Helen before. It was always Miss Gandy. But one morning I said to her, you know, Mr. Hoover always calls me Mr. Litursky. I wish he would, on a Monday morning, call me in and say, how was your weekend, Paul? He never did.
Yes.
And because he could care less how my weekend was.
Right.
I guess that's probably why. So anyway, when I mentioned that to Miss Gandy, she said to me, don't let it bother you. I've been with him for 50 years, and he's never called me Helen. I said, really? She says, really? So when you think of that, the way they show the relationship in the movie, it was so far off base. It's just incredible.
Well, Paul, I asked you about the director's religious background. Did he have any, you know, because we hear so little, but yet this is a man who is staunchly disciplined, and you know, he was not devoid of morality by no means. I mean, you sense in his background, outside of the rumors, the innuendo and suggestions and this sort of thing, this was a man that was fixed with a moral compass.
He certainly was. And, you know, it was evident almost every day and how he handled everything. That office, you've never seen so much formality, but all the things in that movie, I don't even want to think about it anymore. Right. So it was just awful. But to me, of all the accolades or all the criticisms, I see his legacy as being the greatest bureaucrat that ever lived or ever showed up in Washington. He played political poker so well that to the point, I think I mentioned in a book, he had a paperweight on his desk that was a clear plastic paperweight. And inside the paperweight was an embossed coin with a donkey on one side and an elephant on another side. Mm-hmm. And if his first meeting was with a Democrat, I would have to put that paperweight with the donkey showing. And the paperweight was positioned that if you were sitting in the chair in front of the desk, you couldn't help but notice it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you, there were times when I was kind of frightened that I may have put an elephant there instead of a donkey. if the next guest was a Republican, out came the elephant. That's how precise he was, Bill, in everything.
Mm-hmm. For some reason, I had this odd feeling in reading this book, Paul, and what you presented to us, is that if J. Edgar would have been alive, he was alive in the early stages of Richard Nixon's administration, but possibly if he had been alive a little bit longer, that maybe things would not have happened and Richard Nixon may not have had to been forced out. Only from the standpoint that, again, his his sense of morality and holding the institutions together, that he could have been instrumental in maybe this is thinking too much of the man, but I just have this sense. I don't know why, but it entered my mind as I was reading, you know, how he seemed to, you know, be kind of control the bumper guards of the institutions.
Right. Well, you know, you talk about morality and the moral compass. Very few people realize that he got into a bit of a battle with FDR.
Mm-hmm.
He completely opposed the internment of the Japanese Americans.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And not too many people know that. And of course, he was overruled by the president, as we know from history, what happened there. But people should know that aspect of his moral compass.
Mm-hmm.
When agents would come in for in-service training at Quantico and request an appointment with Hoover, he never refused an appointment. I set up the appointments, and he never refused it. And when agents had a problem, like with a child who has respiratory problems, he'd mention that to Hoover, and before the agent left the building, I had a note on my desk from Hoover, transfer agent such and such to Phoenix.
Wow.
I mean, that's the way he felt about the agents.
Well, the book is titled The Director. Paul Lutersky has been our guest, and you'll read all about the secrets. As much as we know about the secrets, they still linger to this day, don't they, Paul?
Well, I can't tell you. It's a secret.
It'll leave you questioning all the more. And, of course, the book is just released today. Paul Lutersky, thank you so much. And for, you know, the wisdom of the ages and the insight to the infamous director, my years assisting J. Edgar Hoover. Thank you, Paul. Take care.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance. hands today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Monday fully vaccinated U.S. citizens can visit Canada without restrictions beginning Monday, August 9th. The PM said thanks to the rising vaccination rates and declining COVID-19 cases, we were able to move forward with adjusted border measures. End quote. A sixth Texas Democrat who ran away to Washington because of legislation they didn't like has been diagnosed with COVID-19 and is self-isolating. Texas Democrats released a statement on Monday that there will be no more daily updates on new cases of the lawmakers. More than 50 Texas Democrats arrived in Washington last week after leaving their home state on a private charter jet. No one was wearing masks. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on Monday named five Republicans to the Select Committee set to investigate the events of January 6th at the U.S. Capitol. The list includes Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has veto power over McCarthy's picks. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
With you. Good to have you with us. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and Jeff Kemp joins us at his usual time, which is becoming a fun usual time, because we're able to talk about things that I believe really matter, and where it all comes together, because people, Jeff, I got to tell you, I'm traveling in California, and people are still struggling. I mean, here we are in this state that mask mandates are back again. This latest variant is causing people to be insecure, and this fearful element that has been introduced to us by our elected officials is it's just debilitating.
This is an age where our eyes have so much.
All right, here we go.
To look at horizontally. There's so much news, there's so much talks, there's so much opinion, so much, quote, science. And when your eyes are on the horizontal, on the temporal, on the here and now alone, and not on the vertical, then you get anxious, then you get fearful, you get worried, you almost forget, I'm a soul that God made to live forever. And I think that's the perspective, right, Bill, that we really need. We need to remember He made us as souls. This body lasts for a while, but this life is not all there is. So don't panic over this life. Keep that eternal perspective.
Right, and when you look at the Father, I mean, it's interesting. You and I talked about this, and we've been talking about this the last several weeks. There's been this interesting conversion of movies, documentaries about the Father. Show Me the Father, the Kendrick Brothers' new movie, which is coming up in mid-September, that is just going to blow people's minds. I mean, it is such a powerful documentary. The stories there that are shared in this movie. I think it's quite interesting that this is coming about because, you know, who are we to trust? And I'll tell you, this was a turning point for me earlier this year because I found myself, you know, caught up like everyone else. You know, you start looking, as you say, appropriately. We start looking too much to the horizontal. We forget that, hey, look, we're trusting the wrong people. The only person we can trust, the Bible says, is God himself. And God, you know, created us with a purpose, with a plan. I mean, he really, when you think about it, Jeff, he's taking full responsibility. He says, hey, I got this. I mean, you know. Don't worry. I created you. I gave you everything you need to fulfill your eternal destiny. So chill a little bit here, right?
Well, chill a little bit in the moment and get a bigger, longer term vision. He's our Father. He loves us. He has an eternal life for us. He's purchased it with Jesus Christ at the highest price. So he's proven his love for us, okay? But if we think that this 80 years is all there is, no, he's not going to fix and make everything easy in this life. Jesus suffered. But then again, we humans rebel. We're the ones following Satan's deception that messed things up. So this is a life where we get to develop a spiritual relationship with our Heavenly Father and express love in tough circumstances, express faith in tough circumstances, and someday he's going to recreate everything, and it's going to be perfect, and it's going to last forever, and the earth is going to be recreated. I think we'll even live here, the best I can understand from the way the Bible explains it, but it'll be heaven and earth together for eternity. That is the big picture that really makes a difference.
Well, and he set the plan. And so, you know, if he set the plan, like everything that we see in his word and without a doubt to its last iota, Jeff, you know, going back to this convergence of movies and the sensitivity about the fathers, I mean, it's like we're living in this Malachi 4 moment, you know, when the word says that, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction. And this is what we're starting to see in noticing the times, you know, like the brothers Issachar, is that we're students of the times and the signs that are happening there. And I'm observing, I'm going, wow, I'm starting to see, you know, with these movies and the sensitivity, and why are these movies coming about all at about the same time, books that are coming out, conversations about the Father in heaven, and the hearts of the Father starting to turn, and the kids are coming, you know, back to the Father. I'll tell you, I think we're on the brink of something just epic that is going to be such a blessing, you know, for families and for dads who have thought, hey, look, I've messed up. I've worked hard. You know, I was watching that movie, the Shawn movie, with Kevin Malone, who is the former general manager, right? And I'll tell you, and I talked to Kevin, and I said, Kevin, gosh, I feel your heart now because, yeah, I could feel like you. I mean, you know, that I've dedicated my life to providing for my family. That I say, look, I'm guilty of maybe leaving my kids behind at times in retrospect. And, you know, but what he's been able to live through and come under the grace of God to understand that, you know, like he told me, he goes, Bill, he says, you know, baseball season, most people think, hey, you know, end of the game, you know, end of the series, end of your championship series or run or whatever, it's over. He goes, for a general manager, he goes, the next day you're packing your bags and you're traveling because you're scouting people, you're making new deals for the next season. He says, it never ends. You're on the hamster wheel of life.
And people feel it, hamster wheel life. But, you know, you said that the Show Me the Father movie coming out on September 10th by the Kendrick Brothers, telling reconciliation horizontally of fathers and sons who didn't even grow up raising or being connected to each other. The Blessing by the Kendrick Brothers. Jim Daly, a focus on the family's brutal recovery from father violence and abuse. But there's a vertical story there. That the real answer to any of us, whether we had a decent dad or no dad or a good dad or a bad dad, is we have a perfect Heavenly Father And even if spiritual revival doesn't break out in the next year, 5 or 10, there can be spiritual revival in Bill Martinez's life, in Jeff Kemp's life, in
yes.
listeners' life. If we would confess our sin to Jesus, confess it horizontally to one or two friends, come into the light and say, God, I need you, and get to know that Father personally, mm-hmm. start reading the Bible as a son or daughter of God, praying as a son or a daughter, not just as Jesus. God can bring us alive. He can fill us with the Holy Spirit and create a revival in our life that'll touch our kid,
amen.
Touch our family.
Yep.
So we need
exactly
spiritual revival, one person at a time. And yes, I think something is afoot, but we don't need to wait for some big cultural movement. We need to move yep. towards the Lord, towards surrender, towards letting Him own us. He's a better owner than us,
exactly.
Bill.
Yeah, exactly. Like we said it before, Jeff, go be a revival of one. You know, people are like, we're praying for a revival. Go be that revival. You'd be surprised, you know, what's going to happen. And this is what we're starting to see. And lest we forget that formula, and some people, and I hear, and maybe they say, oh, we've been saying this for so many years, you know, 2 Chronicles 7:14. That is the prescription. I mean, you can't deviate. You know, it's like trying to, you know, redefine God differently than what He's already done, because we're just tired. So tried and old to be, you know, defining God in certain ways. But there are things that God's made very clear. I mean, even back in Genesis, where He says, if you do right, will it not go well for you? That is still valid today. And I don't care how many times you say it and you think, okay, well, I don't want to say it anymore because I've just said it so many. That is fresh. That is the daily word that comes to you that is made fresh every day for you to partake in, isn't it? We got about a minute left, Jeff. I'm going to let you summarize it.
Well, to do right with the Lord, we don't have the strength in ourselves. So it starts with the most simple step of humility. Lord, I want you in my life. I can't obey you well. I couldn't save myself, so I'm going to let Jesus take over. And I finally realized that I don't run my life well. I'm not the best owner. So please take over my life. Please start making the decisions. Then we jump into the Bible. We connect to a small group. We start opening up and confessing our sin. And the Holy Spirit fills us when we empty ourselves of ourselves. That's where the revival happens. That's when God starts to turn our lives around and our relationships. We apologize, we forgive, we reconcile. That's what will make the difference for fathers, for moms.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Thank you. These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
When you speak, I'm found the sound of peace, be still. The wind and the waves bow to your will. You drown my fear with the love for real. And anything, anything I feel. When you speak.
Hey, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here, just enjoying a little Jeremy Camp, his new song, When You Speak. What a great lyric. And, of course, his interpretation. He is such a blessing for all of us, you know, just to hear his heart. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. Samantha Mao is going to be coming up in just a moment, but I do want to remind you just about Jeff Camp, former NFL quarterback, author of Facing the Blitz. He's a soul coach, the chief executive officer, speaker to men. You can connect with Jeff at Jeff Camp Team and Men Huddle. I'll tell you, his ministry and his heart toward men and toward the families is just exceptional. And so we do everything to, you know, support Jeff. And I encourage you to look at, if you have any questions, I mean, hey, look at drop him an email, you know, get in touch with him and participate. He's got ways in which you can participate in these huddle teams, and, you know, you can be enlarged and blessed by it greatly. As I mentioned, Samantha Mao is with us. Yes, the good news girl. And she's here faithfully every week to share these viral videos. We do this, you know, in the show to offer you some variety and encouragement. Because the legacy media and traditional media outlets, you know, want to give us a lot of negative. And, you know, and it's part of our human nature. You know, it's why we drive down the road and we see an accident and we just have to gawk. It just pulls us into it for whatever reason. And, you know, and it gets our attention more so. And then we wonder why we are given our attention to that when there's great news stories that get lost in translation or just, you know, people just don't want to talk about. And these are so incredible, these stories that she shares with us about our humanity, to realize that, hey, look, it's not quite to hell in a handbasket as the media would want you to believe and the other naysayers that are going on. But look, she blesses us every day, and we're grateful for Samantha Mao to come on. She's the good news girl. So when you go to BillMartinezShow.com and you see her lovely little photo right there, and it's right there. We call it appropriately Sam's Corner. And, you know, it's almost like what the game of Monopoly. I mean, right now she has a corner. Pretty soon she's going to be putting hotels up there. It's going to be spread all over the place because she's got so many great things to talk about. And it's all right there. So check it out because we can't always get to all the viral videos, but they bless you immensely. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I hope you're doing great this morning, too. You know, I was thinking about what you were saying about other news that we need to know. And I think that, you know, the news that tends to be bad news is a lot of times information you need to know. But these stories are the kind of stories that kind of make it's like those you need to know. This kind of makes life worth living. You know, these are the ones that remind you that life is good. And I feel like, you know, we don't realize it, but we need to know that, too. But we need to be reminded of the good things, too.
Right, exactly. It's almost, and I guess for
in a negative sort of way, you know, some of that news that you need to know, sometimes, you know, with it, there's not a lot of hope there. But here in these stories, it gives you a lot of hope. You know, like this first story you have about this Maryland family, they fostered 100-plus children, all under this idea that was shared in the mom's family about there's always room for one more, right? And before you know it, you're fostering over 100 kids.
That's right. So Sandra and Eric Stockton, they have spent the past 27 years fostering over 100 children in the Maryland area. And Sandra actually found out from her own mom, and she didn't know this until later in life, but her mom had been a foster child. And her mom always had the attitude that there's always room for one more. And actually, when Sandra met her husband, Aaron, she was a widow with four children, and he didn't have any children of his own, but he took in hers. And about 27 years ago, they decided that they had it in their hearts, you know, I'm sure inspired by her mother too, to start fostering, because they were like, there's always room for one more. And they're a black couple, and at that time it wasn't as common for black couples to foster white children, but they did. That was their first child, and she still calls her mom to this day. And over the years, they've fostered over 100 children, and they're the ones, and they usually do special cases that will maybe have special emotional needs or physical needs or mental needs. And I just think, think some people like that change the world in ways that, like, incomprehensible to me. I just can't imagine. And, if I could just, like, walk in their footsteps a little bit ever, it would be a successful day, a successful life.
Well, what a counter narrative to what's happening in our culture today would say, you know, why would a black person, you know, help a white person out, a white child? I mean, because we're a systemic, you know, systemically racist society. Boy, these people are out of step. Boy, they need, you know, it's like, no, this is America, and this is what we do. We flow to the need. And so, again, this really spits in the face of this systemic narrative that's being thrown out there. It's just not true. Go ahead.
It's very true. She actually, Sandra said, those children, a lot of them are attached for life, and it's regardless of color or race. And, you know, I think that that's something we need to remember, and it's part of what makes America a beautiful example to the world, you know, all the different races and everybody coming together. I think we should just remember that and strive for that even more, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. Well, it's happening every day. That's what people need to hear about and what we're sharing with them. More so, this is not as exceptional as some people would think. Because, you know, people care about people, and this is what we love about our country. This next story, speaking of which, donations have been pouring in for a mechanic who fixes old cars and gives them to people in need. I mean, what a great story. Tell us about this, Sam.
So Elliot Middleton, he's from a rural town in South Carolina. And in rural areas, you know, you don't have Uber, you don't have bus stations, you certainly don't have a subway to take around. And so having a car becomes essential. And he's actually a restaurant owner, but in his spare time, he's a trained mechanic as well. So he takes older cars and he fixes them up and he donates them to families in need. And, you know, he's really gotten people excited about it. He actually have over 800 older cars donated and over 125,000 donated so far. Isn't that exciting? I mean, how many lives is that going to change? Because having the ability to get around, I mean, that changes your ability to work, to get a job, to take care of your children, to get to doctor's appointments, anything like that that you need. And people who need those things are the people he's trying to help.
Yeah, I mean, he's turned those clunkers into something positive as opposed to just, you know, breaking them down. And, of course, oh, yeah, by the way, there is a car shortage. You know, I spot a car, and they offered me $5,000 more than what I paid for the car if I would sell it back to them. I'm going, why do I want to do that? Because I'd end up having to, then I'd end up having to go and, you know, waste that $5,000 to go out there and go in the market where there is a car shortage, right? So this is an awesome story. This next one is a wheelchair stroller is being built by students for a parent with impaired mobility. What's happening here?
So Jeremy King, he's 37 and from Maryland as well. He actually underwent some surgery for a brain tumor about 3 years ago, and it left him. So he's still able to walk, but he has trouble balancing and everything. So whenever his wife, Chelsea, and him found out in 2020, last summer, that they were expecting, they were kind of thinking, well, how is he going to be able to take care of his child? You know, how is he going to be able to carry them around? He can't carry a child. He can walk, but he just can't do that part. And so Chelsea started thinking, and she remembered Matt Ziegler, who's a teacher at Bullis School, and he teaches a school for, like helping people, like socially helping people. He teaches a class for that, is making for social good. And, so, you know, he's been teaching the class for 3 years, and basically they focus on helping people. And he said this has been one of the coolest accomplishments they've had. They made one wheelchair that has kind of a car seat attached to it so Matt can get around with his baby. And then they also ended up creating one with a 3D printer that was for older children. And I just think this is something that, you know, there has to be many parents that are out there that, you know, have trouble getting around. And something like this being on the market, I would say, would help a lot of them. And that was something that, you know, that Chelsea, his wife, was looking for and couldn't find easily. So, you know, sometimes it takes the high school students to come up with a unique idea. It's, when you hear about it, it's like, well, they should have these. This should already be out
exactly.
There.
Sure. Well, and this is the way. Yeah. She's blessing others, and may she be richly blessed in return with her great idea. Hey, we've got a random Acts of Kindness Day. And the Missouri governor says, hey, I'm signing that bill. Let's create a special day for kindness, huh?
That's right. So Mark Parson, he signed in for August 31st will officially be known as Random Acts of Kindness Day. And, you know, it sounds, you know, you could do random acts of kindness any day, but I think to have a special day that's dedicated to that might get people motivated. And sometimes you have one person do a nice thing, it kind of has that ripple effect. I think maybe it's something we should celebrate around the country. I know there's different days and weeks like that. But I think just to do one small random act of kindness, you never know what's going to end up happening. And I think it's such a cool idea.
Exactly. Well, you'll get all these challenges, you know, going and people, oh, you know, their random act of kindness, you know, had more impact than others, that sort of thing. But it just gets people, you know, a little bit more conscious of being civil at a time when, you know, there's been a lack of civility, dare I say. So anyway, check out Sam's Corner at BillMartinezShow.com. A couple stories that we didn't get to. We got California approving the first state guaranteed income for a foster youth. And after being paralyzed in 2009, DeSoto's Corey Bomer, Borner, I guess, takes a major step in his recovery. Sweet story that you need to read about there. And it is so cool of Samantha Mao to be able to put this together and report here on the Bill Martinez Show every week. Hey, Sam, be blessed. Thank you so much for being with us. You take care.
Thanks. You too, Bill. Bye.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is